大家早上好。
Good morning, everybody.
很开心在这个周日的早上和大家一起来分享上帝的话语。
We're glad we can be here and share God's word with you.
那我们在我们开始之前，我们做一个祷告。
Let's close our eyes and pray before we start the message.
亲爱的天父，在早晨的时候，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning.
我们邀请你，邀请圣灵进入到我们当中。
We ask you to invite Holy Spirit come into our life.
愿主你在这个时候进入到我们当中来安静我们的心。
May you be with us and quiet our heart.
我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
让我们人在这里的时候，我们的心也在这里。
Let us be here physically and also spiritually.
我们要需要听到神你自己亲自的向我们来讲话。
We need to hear your word directly to us.
我们每个人都需要神你向我们来说话。
We all of us who are here need your word.
让我们安静，能够听到神今天向我们当说的话语。
Let us be quiet. Let us hear your word.
愿你的话语成为我们的力量和帮助。
May your word become our help and our strength.
愿你的话语成为我们的带领和我们内心的平安。
May your word become our guidance and our peace in the heart.
我们把以下这点短短的时间仰望在主你自己的手中。
We put the rest of time in your hand.
我们的仰望祈求祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那在我们开始的时候呢，今天我选了一首诗篇，是在46篇。
Today, Dolly's message is in Psalm 46. If you can look at the bulletin board, it's in your printout bulletin board.
这是我最喜欢的其中的一首诗，我不知道是不是大家所喜欢的。
It's one of Dolly's favorite. Hope you'll enjoy this one too.
那我们一起来读这篇的诗篇。
Let's read God's word together, Psalm 46.
我们不读中文，我们读英文。
We're not going to read in Chinese, we're going to read in English together, so don't worry.
好，那我们一起来读。
All right, let's read together.
God is our faith and our word and the strength. Yeah.A very present help of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Through the earth should change. Through the mountains shake in the heart of sea. Through its waters rose a fall. Through mountains tremble with its fall. There is a river whose stream makes haunt and city of God. The holy habitation of the mountains.God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will hold it when the morning dawns. The nations are in the uproar. The kingdoms totter. The altars his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is for us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord.See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth.The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of Jacob is our refuge. Thank you. 那我们在这里看到呢，神向我们说话说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
And the words that God say, you need to rest, knowing I'm God.
非常有意思哦，当我们读英文和中文的时候，会有一点点的区别。
As we read both Chinese and English, they're slightly different.
在中文里面，他没有讲到是安静，他讲到是用了一个词是休息。
In Chinese, it doesn't say the word be still, but say be quiet.
Rest.
Rest, sorry.
那这个中文的字面意思呢，其实我们不仅是一个身体，一个灵里面的一个休息，更重要的是要身体上也要有一个休息，来恢复我们的精力。
Not only does rest mean physically and also mentally and spiritually.
当我在看两个不同的版本的时候，我觉得神让我们感受到，他不仅让我们在身体上有一个休息，而且在灵里面要有一个安静等待的心。
When Dolly prepared this message, she compared both languages and realized God is trying to guide us. Not only we need a physical rest, and we also need spiritual rest.
是不是感觉语言非常的有意思？
Sometimes language is very interesting.
那其实在最近呢，其实我们知道在我们的周围发生很多很多的一些事情。
As we know lately, we have so many nationwide illness that we're dealing with.
那大家应该知道在澳大利亚有火灾，有暴雨在那里的发生。
In Australia, what happened in Australia? Anybody? Fire, wildfires. Yes, so that's natural disaster there too.
那在中国最近大家也知道非常的恐慌，然后有这个瘟疫的这个流行。
And in China, you know what's going on, right? Severe coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Yes.
那今天呢，在美国，在我们最近，在我们的身边，很多人在生病，有流感的流行。
Mm-hmm. And just among this area, in this area, we are dealing with flu, flu A, flu B.
那昨天我有听到两个最好的朋友都有生病，我在为他们祷告。
在这边吗？Okay, there's a four of Dolly's close friends are ill with due to the flu bug.
那除了这些呢，外在的压力，很多的时候因为我们工作的忙碌，还有其他的事情，我们的内心也有很多的压力和紧张。
So what we named above was all physical condition that we're dealing with. But beyond that, there's more spiritual issue that we're dealing with.
那我们需要有一个安静的心。
Therefore, we need to have a quiet heart.
那在刚才我们读过的诗篇的四十六篇里面呢，我们看到这里的这个诗人呢，他们在当时也是经历着这个外忧内患的这样的一个情况。
As we read in the scripture, Psalm 46, we can see that the time the poet that who wrote this poem is dealing with some struggles at the same time.
那他们也在经历着外国的一个侵犯的这样的一个环境，他们的内心也充满了这个恐惧。
They're dealing with the internal struggles and fear as they've gone through the war battle.
但是这里呢，诗人为了安慰和鼓励这些在这恐惧当中他当时的这些以色列人，他写下了这首充满信心的诗歌。
As the poets try to calm the people at the time, try to comfort them during this such a fear of the national battles, they wrote a psalm that is supposed to fill with faith.
那在这里我们看到今天不但是对当时的人民有这样的鼓励，在今天当我们听到这首诗歌的时候呢，我们的内心也充满信心。
Now the psalm that encouraged the people back then, it also encouraged us today.
神在这里提醒我们要休息。
So God is using His word to remind us to be still.
那我们从三个方面我们来和大家分享。
So today we're going to share this be still in three different sections.
那当我们看到这首诗歌的时候，第一点我们看到我们的得胜是在乎我们的神。
The first point is our victory is upon the Lord Jesus.
我们说耶和华上帝他是以色列的避难所。
God Almighty is the shelter and the refuge for the Israels.
当你有困难的时候，
When you're dealing with struggles,
你可以来到上帝的怀抱当中。
You can come embrace God's arms.
不管你的外在的环境如何，
Regardless of outside circumstances,
神告诉你他是我们的神。
God tells us He's our God.
神是我们在患难中随时的帮助和力量。
God is our shelter and refuge at any time.
神告诉我们，我们要休息。
God said, "Be still and rest in Him."
他告诉我们，我们一个征战的一个外在的征战的这个关键是在乎我们的神。
Our battle, our physical battle, is upon the Lord.
那第二点我们要说，万军耶和华与我们同在。
The second thing is the Lord Almighty is with us.
我们说我们得救的关键在乎神，因为我们知道我们的神与我们的同在。
We know our victory is upon the Lord, but it's all because the Lord is with us.
那在刚才的诗篇当中，我们看到在诗歌的第四节到第七节，他描写了当时在耶路撒冷他这个圣城战争之前的有一个短短的平静。
If you look at the scripture from verse 4 through 7, it describes the calmness before the battle started in the Jerusalem.
你可以想象一下。
You can imagine, picture it.
当你站在耶路撒冷的城墙上的时候，外面这个人声喧闹，
Picture yourself standing on the wall of the Jerusalem and look out the.
但是在城的里面, 却是一片的寂静。 那我们看到城内呢,
So if you stand on top of the wall and looking down, see all those people that try to defeat you and come to attack you, and how can you keep this calmness in your heart? So we can see a big contrast between inside the city and outside the city.
那这样让我们看到了这个呢，这个对比当中让我们看到了神为什么会有这样的一个宁静安静呢？因为上帝在其中与他的子民同在。
So how can we say we have this calmness in us? Because we see God is with us.
我们说上帝的发声是对敌人最致命的打击。We
can say when God lifts his voice, it's the greatest power that we can defeat the enemy.
而且在这里上帝说，当他一发声的时候，地变融化。And
the scripture say, when he lifts his voice, the earth melts.
那我们看到，不管在外在这个环境多么的恶劣，不管这个敌人多么的强大，只要上帝的一句话，所有的都会土崩瓦解。So
regardless circumstances, how difficult the circumstances, we can say God is Almighty. He has great power. He can defeat anything.
今天在我们的生活当中，也有各种各样的环境在围绕着我们。Today
in our everyday life, we are dealing with all kinds of struggles and problems and difficulties.
那在我们的生活当中也有各样的磨难。And
all these things happen in just even daily basis and little things.
但是在你的内心当中是不是有一份宁静呢？
But you can be honest, tell yourself, ask yourself, do I have this peace in my heart? This peace is coming from God only. It's because we trust in God. We trust in God that He is with us.
那在我们家我有一个, 一个这个, 小的一个牌子上面写了这样一句话。
Dolly has a special sign that she had in her house.
那这也是常常当我在最难的时候，也是对我的一个提醒。This
became a great encouragement for her when she's going through her difficult time.
他说不要告诉你的问题你有多难，但是你要告诉你的问题你有一个强大的神。Do
not tell your problem how challenging, how difficult you are going through. But
tell your problem, you tell your bigger God.
Tell your problem, you are thinking about God.
那其实我们知道，我们有一个比我们任何的问题都强大的一个神与我们同在。Because
we know God, who is Almighty, He is beyond all the challenge and all the difficult that we can imagine.
那在诗歌的第八节到第九节这里说，要停住看，耶和华为我们成就大事。 上帝在我们的生命中，生命中执掌王权。In
the verse 8 and 9, we can see how God Almighty has done great things for us. And come and see.
第十节，神在这里说要休息。Verse
10 says, be still.
那这个时候也是关键的时候，让我们把目光可以转向上帝。This
is a key point that we can turn our eyes to God.
意味着我们在关键的时刻要放下自己的想法，放下自己的恐惧，来寻求上帝的同在。It
means at this difficult time, the critical time, that we need to put down our thoughts and ideas and seeking for God, God only, His direction, and wait for His guidance and His direction.
要专心等候上帝的旨意成全。
How do you say it?
May God's will.
Yeah, and make God's will, wait for God's will to be.
那休息意味着我们要在灵里要休息。Be
still also means our spiritual heart need to be still.
所以这里让我们看到我们的得救是在乎上帝。Therefore,
we can see our salvation is upon the Lord.
那第二点我们也看到了，因为这样是因为神与我们同在。So
therefore, we can refer back to the second point, is because God is with us.
那第三点我们要谈到的是，在患难中要操练安静。The
third point is how we need to practice be still during the difficult time.
要学习休息。And
also learning to rest.
要相信神。And
trust in God.
你们有休息吗？
Do you have the rest?
昨天晚上睡得好吗?
Do you have a good night rest?
我昨天晚上睡得不好，因为我很害怕今天早上起不来。
Dolly said she did not get good rest because she's worried about today's message. Me too.
那很多的时候，当你内心有一些空啊，有一些事情的时候，你很多的时候虽然你在睡觉，但是里面却没有真正的休息。
And I think it happened to anybody. Oftentimes, when you're going through a difficult time or critical things, that your mind just cannot rest, even though you want your body to rest, but it just cannot get that true rest.
那可能第二天早上起来的时候，你可能虽然睡了一晚上，你的身体更加的疲劳。
So even though you have a long hours of resting in bed physically, but your mind is not getting the true rest. I feel that too.
好，那我们如何在生活当中来学习等候上帝呢？
So how can we learn from this lesson to have the true rest in our daily life?
那耶稣给我们做了一个很好的榜样。Jesus
gave us a great example.
耶稣在他面对很多的一些外在的挑战和困难的时候， 他不是去马上进入他们，而是退回来，退到山上，独自的向父神祷告。Jesus,
when he's facing the challenges, he doesn't go out in the public. He returned to the mountain and being alone, and seeking for God, and pray to God.
那他为我们做了一个最好的榜样。Therefore,
we can say he set a great example for us.
所以今天当我们来 到神的面前，当我们有这样的一些内外在的征战的时候，我们要学会回到我们的内心当中，我们要来休息，要专心的仰望上帝。Therefore,
today we can say when we experience some external, outside physical challenges or battles, we need to come back to the house and be quiet and be still seeking for internal God's help and God's word.
那休息像一个什么？
So what can we say this rest is like?
当我们唱歌的时候，我们知道那个 歌曲当中有一个休止符， 是吧？
Okay, it's like when we sing the music, there's a note, a break note.
然后那个休止符呢， 它可能你不用唱，但是呢， 它是不可缺少的。
You can say this break note is not necessary, but it's irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah, okay.
I hope I explained correctly.
那我们知道，其实，在我们的生活当中也是这样。我在以赛亚书的30章15节这里说：“你们得救是在乎回归安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。”
We can refer back to the scriptures in Isaiah 30, verse 15, say, "In repentance and rest is your salvation; in quietness and trust is your strength."
所以我们需要在上帝的面前，上帝赐给我们信心和力量，但是我们需要一个安静等候的心。We
can say we need God's grant us strength and faith, but we also need to be still and wait quietly.
那旧约当中呢，有一位先知，让我们从他的身上可以学到很多的一些功课。And
there's a prophet in Old Testament we can learn from him too.
那在旧约当中，我们知道有一个先知，这个以利亚呢。 他在百姓的当中呢，是一个非常受大家尊重的一个先知，他也有非常的重要的地位。In
the Old Testament, that the prophet Elijah, who has a great and held important roles in the Israelite people.
那当他在侍奉当中，他也是充满了能力。During
his ministry work, his ministry is full with power.
那即使在他走的时候。 这样的一个情景记载在圣经里面，也让我们每个人都非常的向往。And
as he passed, we can see how Bible has recorded his time of leaving.
那圣经记载，当他最后被接走的时候，他是用旋风、用火车、用火马把他接走的。Okay,
2:11. Sorry, I lost my words here. Okay, it's recorded in Second Kings. Chapter 2, verse 11, it talks about suddenly a chariot of fire and a horse of fire appeared and separated the two of them. Mm-hmm. And Elijah went up to the heaven in a whirlwind.
那我们看到在他的一生当中，他是这样大有充满能力的一个先知。我们相信每个人都希望像他一样大有能力。
So I believe a lot of us here present that we would like to have the power, like Elijah, to do great things for the Lord.
但是就是这样的一位先知，他也有他的人生低谷的时候。
But even with such a remarkable prophet that was had gone through difficult time too.
但他在他的人生当中经历了一个很大的一个低谷的时间，是记载在列王记上的十八章和十九章。
And one of the highlight things that we can see that he had gone through a difficult time was recorded of 1 Kings chapter 18 and 19.
大家对以利亚的故事熟吗？
Are you familiar with the story of Elijah? Some.
Okay, 我们知道在以利亚他在当时呢，他是一个很有信心的一个先知。那当时呢，就是当他在这个加密山上的时候呢，他以他一个人的力量呢，敌对了四百五十个的巴利先知。
And although Elijah is such a great, with a great power and great faith, for the Lord, and there's one of the things he dealt with on the Mount Carmel, that he was defeated 450 prophets. That was a big battles there.
哇，一个人对一四百五十个人的这个假先知的一个属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare for Elijah to face 450 fake prophets.
我知道，当他打胜的时候，每个人可能看到这一段的经文都非常的激动。
And we know that at the end of the story, he won the battle. You probably feel like the heart is so excited about this.
那可能是他属灵生命最高点的一个时候。
This might be one of his highlights in his ministry work.
他看到了神的这个能力。
He saw the Almighty God's power.
但他从山上下来的时候，发生了一件什么事情？
But there's one thing happened after he returned to the ground.
当时的王和王后告诉他，他要杀掉这个以利亚。
At the time, the king and the queen told him they're gonna kill him.
那这个时候呢，以利亚听到以后呢，他内心就充满了恐惧，然后就逃跑了。
So at this time, Elijah was feared for his life, so he fled.
他跑从这个横穿了整个以色列的全境，逃到了一个南国的犹大的这个地方。
He fled across the Israelite country and all the way to the south.
那他在那，在他把他的仆人留在那里，然后他在旷野里又走了一日的路程。
He left his servant there, and he walked into the wilderness and leave and stay there for a day.
那在那个时候，他已经软弱到一个地步，到了一个什么地步？他来到神的面前，向神求死。
He is so weak in faith, and he came to ask for God to take his life for.
那我们的人生当中，是不是也有这样的时刻？
Do we have moments like him that we are so depressed and so frustrated?
当我们在我们的人生当中，我们觉得我们在非常顺利的时候，突然遇见一件大的事情，我们很容易走入一个低谷。
Maybe we have experienced a lot of smooth sailing, and all of a sudden something happened and pull you down, drop you to the depth of the valley.
很容易，然后进入了人生的一个低谷。
Therefore, you were trapped in this depth of valley.
我记得在我这个读博的最后的一年的时候呢。然后各样的事情就突然向我袭来，然后在这个时候呢，我就觉着我那个时候我就觉着我留在这里做什么。
As Dolly was finishing up her last year for her doctorate degrees program, all of a sudden she experienced all kinds of problems and troubles.
那记得有一天晚上，我一个人到了一个非常这个忧愁的时候，然后我一个人坐在那里，我就准备放弃一切。
And all of a sudden, she was sitting there at night time and just thinking about, I'm going to give up on all this.
然后我也不想跟别人说话。
And she did not open this to anybody.
那这个时候呢，我最好的一个朋友啊，突然我从没有跟他联系，他就突然那天说 ，Dolly， 我要来看你。
是在这边吗？
对。
Okay. All of a sudden, there's one friend she hasn't contacted for a while, appear and call her and say, I'm going to come and visit you, right now.
然后说我现在就在你的停车场。
And the person say, I'm right outside your house in the parking lot.
然后他进来后，他说 ，Dolly， 你怎么样啊
？So this friend asked her, so how you been, Dolly?
然后说我很好啊。
And Dolly says, oh fine, I'm okay.
然后我坐在那里的时候，不到两分钟，然后就开始哗就哭不行了。
And in a couple minutes, that she start broke down in tears.
然后那个时候，他就为我做祷告。然后我觉着，在我最小时候，在最人生低潮的时候， 上帝派他来到了我的生命当中。
And after that, this friend offered her a prayer. And that's when Dolly realized, you know what, during my weakness time, my most struggle time, God sent this angel, this friend, came and comfort me and support me.
所以今天我们在这里，我们需要彼此。
Therefore, we can say today we are sitting here. We need one another.
我需要你，就像你需要我一样。
I need you just like you need me too, hopefully.
那当我们看到这个以利亚呢，他也是经过这么长的时间，当他来到了这个罗藤树下求死的时候呢，他向神求死，他说我一个人征战，然后现在没有人为你大发热心，就我一个人在为你大发热心。
In the scripture, we can see he prayed to God, say, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I have no better than my ancestors. Then, because he feels like he's doing everything on his own.
神并没有向他述说什么。
At this time, God did not answer him.
神给他供给了可吃的饼和可喝的水。
God gave him water and food.
上帝派天使来给他供应他生活当中所需的这一切。
God sent an angel and brought him what he needs as necessity living.
让他能够有力量，重新的站立，能够走了40昼夜，来到了神的山。
And gave him enough food and drink to support him to walk 40 days and nights to God's mountain.
但是这个时候他还没有坚强起来。
Even though he made it to the mountain of God, but he was not quite strong enough.
那神带他来到了高山之上。
So God brought him to the mountain, the top of the mountain.
那神跟他说，你出来，站在山上。
God said to him, come and stand on top of the mountain.
在我的面前。
Standing in the presence of me.
那一段的经文特别的让你很震撼。
These words really strengthened me and shook me.
他说当这个时候呢，前面有烈风大作，有暴风，但是呢，神却不在风中。
Because when he's standing on top of the mountain, he's facing the wind and the fire.And quake, earthquake.
那在这个风后有地震，我们看到大的地震，但是神也不在其中。
Even though all these natural things appear, but God is not in it.
那只有在这一切都过去之后呢，有一个微小的声音在对他说话。
And only all these things have came past, and God is there, and with a gentle whisper.
一个微小的声音。
Remember, emphasize on a gentle whisper.
今天你想听到神的声音吗？
Today, when you want to hear God's word,
也许在你的身边有很大的一些患难，在你的身边有很多的一些磨难。当我们在其中的时候，我们看不到神，我们需要退回来安静。你可以听到神微小的声音要对你说话。
And when you are standing in the midst of all the turmoil and problem and troubles, you don't hear God, you don't see God. You need to back up somewhere quiet.
神要我们安静。
God wants us to be quiet.
要关掉外面的杂音。
To shut down every noise, all the sounds that bother you and distract you.
要进入我们的内心。
And enter into our heart.
像以利亚一样，在经历一切之后呢？才能听到微小的声音。
Just like what Elijah had gone through, after all those noises and sounds and troubles, come back and hear, so you can hear my gentle whisper.
今天神告诉我们要休息，要知道他是神。
Today God is teaching us to be still and knowing that I'm God, I'm your help.
在耶利米书的33:2-3，这里神说，在耶利米书的33:2-3，这里神说，成就的是耶和华，造作为要建立的也是耶和华，耶和华是他的名，他如此说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 2 and 3, this is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
来， 一起倾听神的话语。
Let's come and listen to God's word.
经历与神的同在。
Experience the presence of God.
这是个至关重要的一个时刻。
This is a very critical moment.
让我们安静我们的心，在灵里与神有一个重新的连接的地方。
Let's be still and quiet our heart so we can reconnect with God.
越是在我们人生困苦的时候，我们越需要安静聆听。
The more we've gone through the challenges and difficult time in our life, the more we need and seek for God.
求主将生命的道指示我们每一个人，叫我们可以，我们的内心可以喜乐和满足。
And also asking God to guide us the path of the life, and that we can receive the satisfaction of the joy that He gave us.
神告诉我们。
The Lord said,
你要休息。
You need still.
你要知道他是神。
You need to know He is God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
Oh Lord, please let us be still and know You are God. There is nothing in us that needs to be hidden from Your love. Our guilt, our shame, our fear, our sins. You want to see it, touch it, heal it.There is no other God than your love. In this quiet moment, please come into our hearts and meet us. Call each of us by name and speak a word of peace. We love you. Thank you, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.